This is our anniversary.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I want to do something different.
Yeah, what you want to do tonight different, Easy?
I want to play pool.
How you play pool?
Well, I'll tell you how to play pool.
You will?
Well, first we have to find a place that has a table.
Oh, yeah, now what?
It's a special made table.
It is?
It's about 8 foot long, about 4 foot wide, and has 6 pockets.
What you doing with all them pockets?
You have to have a place to put your balls.
Well, I got a good place I've been keeping them.
We find the place that has a table. You give me a quarter.
What I give you a quarter for?
I'm going to put it in the slot, and when I push it in, your balls will fall out.
Oh, hell no. In front of everybody?
Well, certainly.
They don't care?
They're going to be watching you.
Oh, damn. Now what I do?
Now, we take your balls.
Yeah?
And we lay them up on the table.
Oh, hell no.
And we rack them.
What you rack them for?
That's so you can get a better break at them.
I'm getting a damn good break where they are. Now what?
You gonna give me a dime.
What I give you a dime for?
I'm gonna flip it to see who gets to bust the balls first.
Easy, that sounds like a rough damn game to me. Now what I do?
Well, now you have to have your club.
Oh, hell yeah.
You have your club?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. I got it. I carry it everywhere I go. Now what?
What size is your club?
It's none of your damn business what size my club.
You idiot, they have small, medium, and large.
Well, I'm located in the medium class. Now what?
Now what? You take your club.
I do.
And you lay it up on the table and you roll it across the table.
You must be joking. I can't even get it. Well, just forget it, is it?
You idiot. That's to see whether it's straight or not.
Yeah?
Is your club straight?
No, it kind of curves a little in the middle.
You can still play with it, can't you?
Oh, hell yeah. I give it hell every once in a while. Now. What I do
you
then?
Take your club in your hand.
Yeah.
And you chalk the end of it.
Huh?
You chalk the end of it.
What I chalk the end of it for?
That's to keep it from slipping.
Yeah. You ain't got nothing to put on it to keep it from bending, have you?
Now. Now.
Yeah.
You take one little ball and you lay it on the other end of the table.
I got 2 little balls. Now.
You take your club in your hand.
Oh, hell yeah.
You aim it at the ball.
Oh, hell yeah.
You pull back just as far as you can pull.
Yeah.
You come forward and hit the ball and balls will fly everywhere.
Oh, hell no.
Now.
Yeah.
This is very important, though.
Yeah.
If you bank your ball,
yeah,
and you cut it too much, you're going to scratch.
Yeah. What do I do then?
You put a little English on your ball.
What's English?
That's the position you get in to cut your ball.
Oh, Easy, you ought to see me. I'm getting some of the awfulest positions you ever had. Just go ahead. What do you do now?
You may get into a position where you have to use a rake on your club.
Oh, hell no. You're not getting that kind of position.
Well, certainly.
I do.
The first one that gets all of their balls in their pocket, that means they win it.
They do?
And that gives us a chance to do it all over again.
Oh, hell no. I don't believe I like that, is it? First thing you want me to do is give you a quarter, and you drop it in the slot, and my balls fall out. Then you want to rack my balls on top of that table. Then you want to take a club and beat my balls. And then you want me to give you dimes so you can bust my balls. And then next thing you want to do is get a rake and rake them. You know what? I believe I'll just rather just stick to playing golf or shooting bull. I'll tell you that because I don't like that pool game.
I think you better.